Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I want people to know, don't help anybody ever.
Because one day the government could say you owe them $1,000.
We're all in like a big bowl of shit. And the only way to get out of the bowl of shit is to step on somebody's face and use it as a ladder so that you can reach the brim of the bowl and pull yourself out. And when I was talking about, not when you get out of the bowl of shit, that's not going to be heaven. Eventually, we're all just going to be fucking worm food anyway. So it doesn't even really matter if you get out of the bowl of shit, because you're just going to be dust.
So is this like a life-changing moment for you right now? Are you just going to like go on a spree?
No. What kind of spree?
Oh, I don't know. Theft, murder, robbery.
Shopping.
I don't
what.
Assault and battery. You can do whatever.
It's all up in the air right now, Drunk.
You can do whatever you want, man.
I mean, this is new to me.
You don't have to be dust. They make those urns that you put your ashes in it, and then they bury your urn, and then you grow into a tree.
Yeah, you could be a tree, Mike.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. It's the last week of podcast month.
Oh, it's been a journey.
It has been a journey. We are joined by our good friend from the Lotus Cast, Mr. Matt Chuck.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm glad to be here to help close out the podcast. Final destination.
Yeah, we were. I think the goal was to make new friends, and then we realized that we didn't really want to talk to anybody except our friends. I mean, like, you know, each week it was like Friday. Me and Travis would be like, who do you want to ask? Like, all right, let's just get one of our friends.
And then we talk back and forth about, but weren't we supposed to, like, reach out to talk to different people we didn't know? And then Mike would say, yep. And then a day later would be like, oh, fuck it. Let's get one of our buddies to do it. Anyway.
Right.
Right.
Can be honest, tired of podcast month.
We should do, like, the next time we do a themed thing, we should do, like, 2 weeks.
And next. You know what? I'm not opposed to having our friends on. I like every now and then when we have a friend on. It's good times.
I vote for podcast quarter.
It's like when we're forced to, then I don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That's why I don't join any kind of like rec leagues or like dart, like bar leagues for like darts or anything like that. It's like, you know, it'd be nice to get out of the house once a week and have a reason to, but it would just become that other obligation that I would just be pissed that I had to go do.
People without kids can have obligations.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's probably true. Yeah.
Well, guys, we got a jam-packed show tonight. I mean, probably not, but you know,
whatever.
We'll stretch it out. We'll make it work.
In theory, there's plenty of stuff.
I have so much Oscar talk to get to.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What's that?
Has anybody else been having a problem with Twitter not displaying all of the tweets? I had cocktails in me last night, a bunch of them, as the Oscars were going on, and I was live tweeting the shit out of that fucking thing.
I didn't see any of your tweets, Travis, until I went back and scrolled through them.
Yeah? Are they there?
I mean, they're there if I go looking for you, but like when I was scrolling through Twitter, you weren't in there.
Yeah, I look through my account and I see like two tweets, and that's it.
Huh.
And I know I was bitching about the ceremonies for a lot longer than two tweets.
Well, we do have a Hollywood Fantasy League update. I'll have to get to that after the break because I didn't write it down. but, you know, there is one thing that I was thinking about that I want to I want to talk to Matt about, well, I guess you guys, but mostly Matt. before we get into all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see that the, you know the band Live? Do you remember the band Live?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lightning crashes.
Well, they had like a major falling out with their singer, the singer of Live. And he went solo, and they just kind of stopped doing stuff. And they did
solo because he heard the dolphins cry.
He heard the dolphins cry. It bummed him out, and so he took some time off and decided, you know what, I'm going to carry on. But I bet those guys are the ones that made the dolphins cry. Anyway, and how do you put your soul in water? How do you do that? You don't. You can't put your soul in water. That's not a thing that you can take and put in water. Anyway,
unless you drowned.
The band Live decided that they were just going to get a guy who sounds like the guy from Live guy.
Sure.
And just go out as Live. And I know that a lot of people are doing this. I mean, you see the Stone Temple Pilots, they got the Linkin Park guy to come and just do an impression of Scott Weiland, and the Filipino kid that's in Journey and stuff now. And I mean, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, is there anybody in Lynyrd Skynyrd that was actually in? Didn't Lynyrd Skynyrd all die in a plane crash?
Some of them.
I don't know about that, but yeah, there's like three different Lynyrd Skynyrds.
But like, how do these people go out and sell tickets and say they're Lynyrd Skynyrd if they're not Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Well, one of them is like there's always like one of the remaining band members in those incarnations.
Okay, but
how is Axl Guns N' Roses?
When that one remaining band member leaves, then the other ones will have tenure as being in Lynyrd Skynyrd. So in theory, Lynyrd Skynyrd could go forever. I think it's like a new age where things can just go forever now.
Well, I think it's a lot like the last Christopher Nolan Batman movie where, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd's an idea. It's not one man. It's not one band. It's an idea. And they were shaping it so anybody could be Lynyrd Skynyrd.
They're just going to, like, Batman Kiss. Like, they're just going to get new people to play the parts of Kiss and still tour as Kiss.
There's a lot of money to be made. You can't stop touring Kiss.
Right. But that's never... I guess you can't really gauge forever, but nobody has ever made anything that just kept going, right?
The Grateful Dead will not fucking stop, and Jerry Garcia has been dead for like 2 decades.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, Doctor Who keeps going.
But Matt has like been in bands and stuff, so that's why he is qualified to answer this question, I guess. He's certainly more qualified than I am, I guess. But my question is, like, you're okay, let's say you're a musician, you take your like your writing and your music seriously, like and it's just not going anywhere, and I mean you're
seems familiar, you're hitting a nerve here.
You're playing bars, you're not really doing anything, and somebody comes to you and says, Matt, your career's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But like the singer from Smash Mouth died.
Yes.
Yay.
And, like, there's a lot of money still to be made in the world of Smash Mouth.
Right. All that glitters is gold, man.
Right. So you go out, you go on tour as Smash Mouth, and, like, you can create new music and release new music. You'd probably reach a much bigger audience than you've ever gotten before.
And then you'd have nothing but Pussy Control, too.
But every night, you got to close with All Star.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the business. You're gonna go on tour. You're gonna be able to play your own music. More people are gonna hear it. You're gonna become a much bigger star than you currently are. But you got to go out there and do the shape of the L on your forehead. Like every night.
100 times, yes.
You would just...
100 times, yes.
You'd sell out, Matt? That disappoints me.
Obviously, yes. Of course I would sell out.
There's no such thing anymore, right?
Fucking I mean, I used an extreme example like Smash Mouth, just because, I mean, you know, if you go out and do Lightning Crashes, of course you'd do that. That'd be fun.
They made an Academy Award-winning motion picture about this. It was called Rockstar, starring Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston.
Why don't you just think of them like sports teams? You know, like there's a Cleveland Browns, and there ain't no original Cleveland Browns left.
But I mean, like, shouldn't music be different, though?
No.
It shouldn't be?
It's entertainment for money. What'd you expect?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to have, like, credibility, then sure, you would say no, and you would, you know, keep playing the crappy bars and pursuing whatever you love. But I'm not. I don't have credibility, and I would sell out in a minute because that's all that money that I would take the money.
And, you kissed a whore, and you thought she was your girlfriend. And she ain't.
But I guess what we're saying is, like,
I don't follow.
Like the gravy train is rare, and
yeah,
so
you ride that wave. You ride it all the way to fucking the bank.
If somebody brings a gravy train to your door,
swim in it.
You swim in it as long as you can.
It's not a band; it's a brand.
Until you eat all the gravy, or until they tell you to get out.
There's no more gravy. You ate too much. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I would make, like, whatever movies that they wanted. If they wanted to team me up
you'd
with
Nicolas Cage
with, like,
it?
A guy from Sugar Ray, I would do that. I would do that movie. It would be a buddy cop movie.
And then you'd go on funny. To host, like, a game show, like a singing game show, like the Singing Bee or something.
Yeah.
Fucking all day.
All of it. I would 100%. There would be, like, some teen novels.
Guys.
I guess drunk.
Did you watch the Oscars
last
night? You didn't?
Nope.
Matt didn't watch the Oscars. Travis watched the Oscars.
I watched the Academy Awards, yes.
Now, the Oscars had a little bit of controversy surrounding them leading up to the ceremony because the blacks, they felt...
All of them?
The blacks collectively felt as though there were not enough blacks... there weren't any, I don't believe, nominated this year for awards.
But there weren't any good black movies.
The one with the Martin Luther King was nominated for Best Picture, but none of the people who, like, played Martin Luther King or any of Martin Luther King's people, none of them... I'm sorry, I'm distracted by Drunk.
My beauty?
By Drunk's beauty, yeah, he's... getting beers and asking me for beer openers and stuff while I'm trying to do a goddamn show. To rectify this, to, you know, do the because the scariest thing that you can be called as a company or as a white man is racist.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you have to defend that before it gets out of control. If too many people start calling you racist, then you're done. You're over. And so... At the Oscars last night, I don't know if anyone else, I'm sure other people noticed this, but every black person who has ever been in a film, with the only two that I didn't see, oh, there was three I didn't see. I didn't see Denzel Washington, I didn't see Morgan Freeman, and I didn't see Chris Rock. But every other black person who's ever been in a movie was a presenter at the Oscars. It was all of them. All of them were there. I made a list. Are you ready? Now, Oprah did not present, but Oprah was heavily featured. If you played the Oprah on the screen drinking game, you'd have been fucking drunk because they showed Oprah a lot.
So what they're saying is black people can serve awards to white people. They just can't get
them. I think what they were saying, they were doing the typical white thing of saying, oh, but I have black friends.
Look at our black friends.
Yeah, look at them handing things to the white folk.
Okay, so Lupita Nyong'o was the very first presenter.
Never heard of her.
You know, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. Then immediately after that, Neil Patrick Harris went to a bit that he talked to Octavia Spencer in the audience. She then presented later on. But right after that, it went to a bit. Then after that was a Chidiatel Egyafor. You know, Chidiatel Egyafor. He went out there with Jennifer Aniston and presented an award.
I don't know that person.
Then Kerry Washington went out. Viola Davis went out.
I know her, yeah.
Then Neil Patrick Harris went out in the audience and did a bit with the guy who played Martin Luther King. Guys, don't you think that having like a Martin Luther King impression is kind of like having like a Jack Nicholson impression or like a George Bush Sr. impression? I mean, like, anybody could pretty much do Martin Luther King, right?
Well, I think you're pretty much, when you're doing people of that stature, you're not actually doing impressions of them. You're doing an impression of somebody else's impression of them. Like, if you do a George Bush, you're doing Dana Carvey's George Bush.
Right, right. And, I mean, everyone on Earth does Jack Nicholson. You push your hairline back and, you know, you... But it...
No, go further. I want to see that.
Yeah. Say
something. That wasn't a good one. Let's see a real one.
I wanted to at least hear, like, words come out of your voice.
Drunk. You can do a Martin Luther King, right?
Sure.
Okay, guys. This is going to be an experience.
I vote against this.
No.
I still vote against this.
This is the one time Napier's ever voted against.
No. Drunk can pull this off. I'm just trying to prove a point that it isn't really all that impressive to do an impression of someone like Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is somebody that people know, and everyone can probably do an impression. Drunk, are you ready?
Sure. But before I do this, did you want the last beer, or did you want me to drink the last beer?
Do I want you to drink it? I don't care if you drink it or not.
You called me about this specific beer.
Well, I was excited that
And I know you're very
drunk,
excited.
I'm playing the inspirational music so that you do the Martin Luther King.
It would be fatal for the nation.
Your Martin Luther King sounds like your Wolverine, drunk. You're killing my vibe here. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to tell people that anybody can do a Martin Luther King. Do Martin Luther King. Don't do Wolverine. Drunk, you can do this.
It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until the... Martin Luther King had a way higher vocabulary than I did. That is for sure.
Maybe he...
Napier, you can pull this off, right? You're not going to do it, are you?
How about you get me some Ty Cobb to read?
Can Freddie Mercury do it?
Okay, so maybe the guy should have won an Oscar. Okay? I take it back. Maybe the guy should have been nominated.
Dude.
But I'm not done with my list. So after they did the bit with the guy who played Martin Luther King, they pull out Kevin Hart, Zoe Saldana, and The Rock. They came out together. They're kind of ambiguous.
Oh, The Rock doesn't count.
They're black-ish, right?
I think they're both black-ish, yeah.
They didn't want to take a chance. They were like, dude, these guys might be black. We better get them up there. Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson came out and sang a song for the dead people.
Of course she did.
Well, see, the thing is, usually with the dead people, they do like somebody comes out and starts singing a song and then they start running the clips, right? So somebody sings the song while they do the clips. But they were worried that you wouldn't know that they had a black person up there that's been an Academy Award winner. So they did the clips, then she sang the song.
They should have got Smash Mouth.
But I'm not done. And Terrence Howard comes out. Because Terrence Howard, he's a black guy. You know, you get Terrence Howard. Who's thought of Terrence Howard in a while? Nobody.
Everybody that watches that new Fox show, Empire.
It's on ABC, though. Why the hell would they have him on? He's on a competing network.
Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle, I didn't think of him. Don Cheadle did not show up. So Morgan Freeman, Don Cheadle, Denzel Washington, Chris Rock. I guess that'd probably be like the big four, right?
So basically the moral of the story of what you're getting at is they overdid it with the black thing.
Martin Luther King guy then came out to present.
As Martin Luther King?
No, as himself. He's a British guy. He's got an accent. And then John Legend and Common came out to sing their song.
Which are both another ambiguous, not so much black, but kind of.
No, they're pretty black.
Common, I don't know. That's the lightest skinned black man I've ever seen.
But they're very outspoken black.
Yeah,
well, they claim their blackness.
I understand.
See, I think The Rock just kind of does his rock thing. He isn't like, you know, hey, I'm black. John Legend and Common are both pretty black.
Isn't The Rock like some...
All right, well, let me retract my statement. They brought the light-skinned brothers out together.
Mm-hmm. So the really funny thing is John Legend and Common came out and sang their song, and then immediately after that, they did that category. You know, the song in the movie category. And I just imagined the perfect scenario where right after they sing this song about, you know, Martin Luther King and you know, their struggle and stuff, right after they sing this song and get a standing ovation, then they come out and give the award and give it to Everything Is Awesome. And I just imagined everybody going crazy. Can you just imagine a war, alternate universe where Everything Is Awesome won the award right after they sang that song? Wow. And Oprah stood and clapped, and she was so moved, and Chris Pine was in the audience crying his eyes out. And I just imagined, all right, and now the Academy Award goes to Everything Is Awesome. Come up here, Will Arnett, pretending to be Batman. And then Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy came right out after that, which is all of them, except the Big Four. The Big Four probably are too big for it. They probably knew what was up, but everybody else was so excited to get invited to the Academy Awards that, you know, they were willing to do it.
They didn't want to be part of the pandering.
So, I mean, all of this goes on, and this whole thing, I believe, was just like a, hey, look, we're not racist. The whole show is leading up to giving the Mexican guy the two big awards and calling it a day. We did it, guys. We proved that we're not racist. And I just imagined if spoiler alert, if you have it on your DVR.
Jesus Christ.
That's all right. I did that to Neil with The Walking Dead a couple weeks ago.
In society where people are getting pissed off that you spoiled the Academy Awards the very next day.
I'm just trying to be safe, Travis. I'm going to do a little bit here. Are you ready for this? This is the producer of the Oscars, who has successfully carted up all these black people through the whole show to prove they're not racist. This is him at the very end of the ceremonies when Sean Penn is on stage. You ready? All right, guys, it's a successful show. Congratulations, we did it.
And
we did it.
The Oscar goes to who gave this son of a bitch his green card?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did he do? No, Sean Penn. What? Oh, Jesus Christ. God damn it. God damn it, you guys.
5 more minutes is all we needed.
Oh, we were almost there. I'm fired. We're all fucking fired. Way to go, Sean Penn, you son of a bitch. Oh, Jesus. And scene.
No. Bravo.
Bravo. Very
good. Thanks, guys. Very good. Thanks, guys. I it seemed genuine. I appreciate it.
Don't worry, it'll just be Mexican Oscars next year.
I don't know, Mike. I feel like you're secretly the most racist person I know.
Why is that? Because I went through and counted all the black people that presented?
And then
it was just so obvious. It was everybody
who's
ever been in a movie in black.
And then last week, he'd pretty much let us know every single black person who died in Walking Dead. It's like you're rubbing their nose in it.
Drunk. I'm standing up for the black man.
Are you? I feel like you're rubbing their nose in it. That's how I feel like you're doing. Like, oh, look at this. You die all the time. Oh, and you don't get any awards.
To me, and this is just me, to me, it seems way more racist to notice there isn't a black actor nominated than to not nominate one. Doesn't it seem to, like, if you look at that list and you say, where's the black guy? Then you're the one pointing it out. You're the racist one.
I think you've lived in St. Louis County for too long.
It was like the immediate reaction to that very first Star Wars Episode 7 picture, where it was like all of the original cast and a bunch of other people, and immediately they're screaming that there's only one woman and no black people, and what the hell are they doing? Racist J.J. Abrams.
I just, it infuriates me. It almost infuriates me as much as Patricia Arquette infuriated Travis.
Fuck that bitch. That's some bullshit. For her to, like, stand up on her... And she told all the blacks and gays... She told all the blacks and gays that they needed to step down for a minute and get behind the woman because
those women fought for those blacks and gays for long enough, and now they need to fix the wage equality between men and women.
All these people holding their golden statues preaching about struggle.
Patricia Arquette, who's like a like fucking Hollywood royalty, like a family of Arquettes who've been in the business for fucking decades, and she's crying about how much fucking money she's making. Suck my dick, Patricia Arquette. And I liked her. Like, the very first role that she had was very Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3 was her very first role, and I was in love with
it. It always comes back to that, doesn't it? Comic books or Freddy Krueger?
No, always does. But that was her first movie, and I was in love with her. I was probably 6 years old when I saw that, and she was just this like little cute blonde girl. I even said something to my wife. I'm like, last night when she jumped on stage to like get that award right before she went off on her fucking tirade, I'm like, I really used to have a thing for her, you know. It was my formative years, and Patricia Arquette, and she's aged fairly gracefully and every. And then she started spouting off about wage equality and just fucking pissed me off. Like, you're out of the
Travis,
bank.
Would you well, like Arquette. To hear how they come up with the wage inequality?
Yes.
Okay, here's how they figure wage inequality. There are 90% of the executives for businesses in the country are men. 10% are women. Executives earn so much money. In the nursing industry, 60 to 70% of the nurses are women. The rest are made up by men. Nurses make less than men. Therefore, women make less than men because there are more nurses than women executives. Therefore, there's a wage gap.
You lost me.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for clearing that up, Napes. It's all crystal clear now.
Because every time I hear about the wage gap, you think like, oh, a woman who's in one industry makes 10% less than a male in that industry. But no, that's not what that means.
You should end that statement with a Napier bomb.
Looks like the Oscars shook every tree to get this year's cast. Maybe next year they control every river from here to San Pedro.
Well, you'll be happy to note, Travis. You just plow on. actors on average receive a 20% pay increase once they add Oscar winner to their resume. So, Patricia Arquette's going to be fine. That statue cost about $900.
What statue?
The Oscar statue.
Oh, so to like if you're going to pawn it or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what. Going back to that, that's why it pisses me off. Like I really wanted Michael Keaton to win for Birdman, even though I haven't seen Birdman, because mostly I just wanted him to like continue to get like great movie roles, and that would happen if he won the Academy Award.
ABC pays $75 million for the broadcast rights of the Oscars.
That seems high.
The Academy pays the host $25,000. The guy who designs the stationery is paid $10,000 to make the envelopes that they pull the names out of.
That nobody sees?
The red carpet outside is $25,000. It's $1.50 per foot. The chandelier is a 6-tier, 120 foot by 70 foot chandelier. Costs $1 million. It's made new every year. It has a different design. It's on screen for probably less than a minute. And then once a chandelier is used, they then rent it out to people for parties.
You said 25 grand for the host of the Academy Awards?
Yes.
They should wait. Not. After this fucking performance by NPH, who is typically a really great showman, and I enjoy him, and he should have been songing and dancing and shit, he was so fucking bland, they should give him $5.
Yeah, but was it on him for being bland, or was it the fucking people?
As the writers, the shitty writers.
Right, so they shouldn't be docking NPH for his writers.
I want to apologize for my tree shaking and river trolling comment.
Well, NPH like went off script one time, and it was after that Snowden documentary won for Best Documentary. And he said something like to the fact of Edward Snowden would be here, except he has treasons not to be, which I thought was funny. I thought was super funny. Like it was off script. I thought it was a funny little zinger.
Do you know it was off script?
It had to have been because
he seemed like as soon as he said it, he wasn't sure if he should have or not. You know what I mean? I would almost guarantee you that was off script as much as Sean Penn's green card comment was off script. I doubt they wrote that for him and put it on a teleprompter. And I think the NPH thing was also off script.
That does sound like a Neil Patrick Harris thing to say.
Now. Fucking outraged. Everybody's outraged.
Fucking outraged.
Fucking outraged.
How long does that outrage last? How long?
About a cigarette.
It'll last until the next thing, and then that'll be the new thing, and then they'll be outraged about something else. You can't do anything anymore without somebody being pissed off about it.
Travis, the answer is a cigarette.
The shelf life of alcohol is about 24 to 48 hours, typically.
Unless it's like, you know.
If it's really bad, two cigarettes.
The thing two things ago, nobody talks about it anymore. It's gone.
People were really pissed off that Janet Jackson's tit was on television.
That lasted for a while. But now where's Janet Jackson? Where is Janet Jackson? Why wasn't she at the Oscars? She's black.
Yeah, but
she's been in movies.
No good movies.
Hey, man, Poetic Justice with Tupac Shakur. That was a great movie.
It's a good point. Tupac Shakur, he's a hologram now.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And there's guys putting out Tupac Shakur albums all the time.
I thought for sure that's where you were going with the fact that Common comes out, John Legend comes out, they do their presentation, they show all the stuff, and I thought that that was going to be your thing. It's like, now they present the award and drops down hologram Tupac Shakur and starts doing like a rap and a dance on stage, and that's when Oprah goes crazy and flips out and is all like, yeah, you know? It's a Tupac rendition of whatever song won for the Oscar.
Guys, I think it's time for break. What do you think?
Yay!
I think we're going to have another guest after the break. I think. I don't know. I haven't heard from him, but we'll see. But the Lotus Cast is on Thursdays at 10:30.
9:40.
Yeah, 10:30 or so. you know what? And I don't think it was on purpose. Matt Leroy on Twitter.
I don't think it was on purpose.
Matt Leroy on Twitter today plugged that we were on at 9:30?
7:30, yes. He said, right?
Fucking, so. Are you fucking kidding me? Like a week after I went on this whole thing about how people think it's cool to not know what time things are on, he gets the time wrong.
Yeah. The it's nuts funny, on
a,
him.
I had a probably on purpose,
bro.
No, it was totally not on purpose. He had no idea.
No way. I had a Twitter notification from Mike saying, can you believe this shit? And I glanced at it real quick. I'm like, what's the fucking difference? And then all of a sudden I saw some more notifications pop up after that. And he was all like, what's so bad about being the meat in the middle of a sandwich? And then I looked at the tweet closer. And then it was like, oh.
Matt sent out a tweet earlier today. It was, I'm going to be on WFOD tonight at 8 o'clock, and then the hashtag was, it's cool to know what time things are on. All right, guys, we'll be back. Thank you for sticking with us, and Napier. I mean, you're going to say one of your things? You have one of your things lined up, right?
Let's do the electric slide. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
It's fucking weak.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it.
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! For my badge to smell like gun barrel.
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Listen live every Monday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central to Beardy and the Beast.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. The kids were the same, just a shambling mess. flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. I love our dead kids, and I did love you too. If romance is dead, then I want to die too. Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hey, Kelly. How was your day? Yo, man. What's all this? Oh, I think I know. Kelly, sit down. I know this is a conversation you'd much rather have with your mom, but unfortunately, I'm the only mouthpiece of the partnership these days. So I just want you to know that although I'm not a woman, I'm here to talk if you need me. What you're experiencing is a normal thing all girls go through your age. Your body starts to change, and you become a woman. When it happens, your reproductive system starts to produce eggs, and once a month... Jesus! What is this? Is this Amir? Is this a... Kelly? Kelly, did you eat a guy? Oh, thank God. I'm not ready for you to be all grown up.
Romance is Dead will return after these messages.
I got my head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're reaching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I can die. I see the truth when I'm all stupid eyes. The arrow goes straight through my heart. Without you, everything just falls apart. My blood wants to say hello to you. My fears wanna get inside of you. My soul's so way too real.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. Joined by Napier Drunk, Travis, Matt, maybe eventually Anchor? I don't know. Oh!
Hey, am I the only one that didn't know that Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey was Melanie Griffith's kid?
Man.
And Don Johnson's kid?
Man, she doesn't look very good anymore, does she?
Nope.
She had that plastic surgery done. Like years ago, and just fucked her face up, like Uma Thurman and Renee Zellweger, and all of those other chicks that think they need plastic surgery. Naomi Watts was on the Academy Awards last night, and she's probably about the age that those women are fucking butchering their faces. Naomi Watts is still fucking gorgeous.
She's a good looking gal. Michelle Pfeiffer still looks great. You know what? That Diane Keaton? Diane Keaton still looks pretty good for an old broad.
What about Brooke Shields? She's kind of old.
You have no idea what Brooke Shields looks like now. You're just naming a woman who is also of age.
Yeah, but she doesn't look as good as she did, you know,
what about
20
that?
Years
no,
ago.
No, she doesn't look as good as she did 20 years ago, but, I mean, she's fine.
Fucking
Uma Thurman. Did you see what Uma Thurman did? What?
Cindy Crawford.
Did you see the Cindy Crawford pics?
I saw that she put up some kind of untouched something or other.
Yeah.
You're just
no comment.
It's rough.
Not so good.
You're just saying sorry. One 50-year-old slab of meat that's been left outside too long looks better than a different one.
You're an aging gal. You know,
I don't understand.
And goodbye.
And, yeah, yeah.
And
cut you off, Travis. That's right.
And
I think he was going to say something different than what I was saying, so I just cut him right off.
Fuck that face.
That's what you get, Travis. That's what you get for questioning Mike. Anchor.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Anchor.
Hi, Napier.
Anchor from Unfit for FM, live on Wednesdays at 6:30 a.m.
That's true.
In living color.
How have you been, buddy?
I've been fantastic. How have you been?
How would you say your day is going?
My day has been cold.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's cold here.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Yeah, I did.
Are we still talking about the
Oscars? They were pretty racist. I think that if you want equality, they don't want equality. They want superiority.
Right. Do you know what's going on with NFL coaches where if a vacancy in the NFL comes up for a coaching gig, they have to interview a black coach? They don't necessarily have to hire him, but they do have to consider one.
Yeah.
That's NFL affirmative action, baby. They should also be required to interview a woman.
The NHL should take that up, too.
And an Oriental.
Get an Oriental? Has there ever been an Oriental coach?
No.
Probably half.
Not a head coach.
That's Matt, by the way. That's making all the ice clinking noise. That's not Travis.
It's Matt. No, it's not me. It's Travis.
Can I tell you, I love that that's a running joke.
Guys, I mean, you're just going to have to talk amongst yourselves here. I'm busy, so.
You're busy?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Anchor? How you doing?
Not much. How are you doing? How come there was no Lotus Cast this week?
What's that?
How come there was no Lotus Cast this week?
You know, I don't know that I'm allowed to talk about it much, but Dave Harvey, of all people, had a family crisis.
Famous for Harvey's headlines?
Yep.
He had a family crisis?
Is his family okay?
It's really weird, and I want to talk about it. I just don't know if I'm allowed to. It's so bizarre, though, that it involves Brazilians. And
see, now you have to tell the story. You can't tease it like this. You can't say, it involves Brazilians, and then not tell us the story. He'll never hear this. No one will ever hear this, Matt. What is the family crisis that involves Brazilians?
Yeah,
okay, guys, Matt's going to tell a story about a guy named Hat Marvy. And it's not a true story. It's fiction. He's going to tell us a story about Hat Marvy.
And he just made it up today.
99% of the time, I would say that I would blow up his spot. But he sent me a message like early in the day of on Thursday, last Thursday, that said, I don't think I can do the show tonight for reasons that I'm uncomfortable talking about. And this is never a thing with Dave Harvey. He is never uncomfortable to talk about anything. And so I can't. I wish I could, but he hasn't given me permission to discuss it yet.
So is this going to become a thing on the... See, Matt does this because he did it with the Shaunty Spillane thing, too.
Yes.
And we never really got that story.
Well, that interview is coming out soon.
Matt had this obsession with this gal who did YouTube videos.
Did she have nice titties?
Not really, no.
Then I can't follow this.
What kind of YouTube videos did this woman do?
She interviews people, right, Matt?
Yeah. She She does like a reality show.
It's interviews.
Well, she does that, but she also has her reality show where she just films herself doing stuff during the day.
Oh, like she touches herself with objects.
No.
In front of lavender curtains.
That would be more interesting.
She's like, I'm going to eat cereal now because I like cereal. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, we're blessed in this area of the Boston area to have a bunch of like really convoluted fucking self-absorbed actors that think that they've actually formed a group on Facebook called the Hollywood East Facebook group.
But is there there's nothing that's coming out of Boston, like, right? I mean, there's independent stuff.
To Boston to film a lot. That happens. But nobody's coming out of Boston to go film. So that's
a Marky Mark.
Yeah, no, I mean, actors exist that were born in Boston, but then they go to places that have, like, a film industry.
Yeah, they go to Hollywood.
But, I mean, like, anywhere, there's independent things everywhere, I imagine, but nothing, like, that would warrant any kind of...
We have a pretty large crew here, and this one individual, Shanti, is a girl that I've been obsessed with for a very long time, and just because her videos are so... horrendous.
I
couldn't imagine anybody doing something so poorly until we went out to be interviewed, myself and Dave, famous for Harvey's Headlines.
You kind of, like, sort of, like, teased a relationship with her. Like, you would just kind of throw out on social media somewhere that you were a big fan.
Yeah.
And she thought that you were actually a big fan.
Right.
Even though you kind of shit on her a little bit on your show. But she's not going to listen to your show.
She doesn't. No, not at all. If she listened, then she wouldn't have anything to do with us at all. But
so based on your fandom, she invites you to come be interviewed by her.
Yes. Yeah, she did. She I don't know how she gained access, but they just built this brand new sound studio. Up in central Massachusetts, that is like, I mean, they will film movies there. They will film commercials there. It's like, it's a very expensive, nicely built studio. I don't know how she got access to it, but she did. I have my theories as to how she got access to it, and it probably has something to do with her mental capacity. So.
Like she cleans up after people who actually were in studio, and then she just happened to have the keys, so then she came in and started interviewing?
More like they just felt really bad for her.
Oh. So do people actually watch her videos then on this on the YouTubes?
No.
How did you find her?
Any video has breached 100 views. I don't think that's a thing.
So they got about as many views as Napier's pickup hockey game videos.
Can I ask?
No, I got like 300 views on one.
What?
Can I ask again why that was put on YouTube?
Napier's pickup hockey game videos?
Playing hockey, yeah.
He has to edit out the saves.
Oh, I do.
You just put in the goals.
Yes.
But why would you do that?
Critiquing. I want to see how people score on me.
They score on you always.
Yeah, if you've seen the videos, you can see that. It's like 3 minutes of me getting my ass kicked.
And every time somebody scores on you, your girlfriend goes, aww.
Yeah, because she's sad.
She goes, aww.
You know, for not having a lot of viewers on the Shanti Spillane YouTube page, she's got a lot of videos.
Doesn't she, though?
You just keep soldiering on, Travis. it's like doing 180 something podcasts to two people listening. It's like eventually you just have to pack it in and say, why are we still doing this, right?
But we're not alone in our rooms in front of a webcam just putting it out there. Like we
kind of are.
Pretty much.
If nobody's listening, we're chit-chatting with each other, right? It's kind of a social thing. I'm not in front of my closet doing a cover of Iggy Azalea's Fancy.
Maybe you should.
Okay. Done.
I think you should, too. Personally.
Matt was in the middle of telling a story.
Well, and then you interrupted
him. If you want me to, the Shanti Spillane situation where she brought us out, like, I remember when she invited Dave and I to go out for the interview, I couldn't have been happier. I was like, wow, this is going to happen. I'm going to bring this back to our show, and we're going to destroy the entire thing. And we're just going to, I'm going to take so many notes, and I'm going to be so observant of what's going on. And then when we arrive at the sound studio where she's going to interview us, I remember we met her sister and her mom. And her sister is an invalid who's stuck to a wheelchair. And Dave leaned in at one point and said, Shanti is the way that she is because that's the best she can do. And I feel really bad right now.
Because you guys have spent all this time building her up so that you can tear her down. And then you're like, I don't even want to anymore.
Yeah, most of the people that we meet in the industry is just, again, they're so self-absorbed. And I think they're the greatest. Like, one of the people that she interviewed that day was this dude named Van Brockman.
that's a fake bullshit name.
Yeah, Van Brockman. He's Asian, and that's not his name. His name's not Van Brockman.
There's no Asian man in the world named Van Brockman. Brockman, no.
His name is like Chin Lee or something.
Right.
Like, his name is after like the number 7 platter at your local fucking Chinese restaurant. And it's not Van Brockman. And
does he have like an accent? Is he like is he just happens to be Asian, but he's an American guy?
No. He's got a really bad lisp. And he was like the biggest tool. And he felt that he was this great person, this great actor. And he kept talking about how he was this influence to all of the other Asian actors in the community. But it's just like, nobody's heard of you. You know, nobody cares. And that's how most of the community is. And then I thought that's how Shanti was when we first started following her career. But then it all kind of fell to shit because, you know, she's special.
So you couldn't decipher that from her 53-second YouTube videos, though, beforehand?
Again, I thought it was just her so involved in herself that she thought this was great content that she was providing for people.
But really, it's just an outlet for her to be something?
Yes, it's her outlet to be special.
Yeah.
And everybody's telling her, you're doing a great job, because she is, in fact, to her capabilities, doing a great job.
So that's like the American Idol factor for like the William Hungs and whatnot. Like,
right.
That was the best he could possibly do, and we should all band behind him because he's a special.
Where do you think William guy. Hung is now?
Singing dead. For Smash Mouth.
You think we could get William Hung?
Yeah, he's an IT. He's an IT guy now.
You think we could get William Hung on the podcast?
I would hope so.
Anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are fresh off your successful interview with the famous Mike Napier of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. You guys could get William Hung, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
It was a great interview, by the way.
I'll get my publicist team on it.
So you guys have actually been pretty consistent lately. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so am I.
When is it all going to come crashing down again? It's bound to happen sooner or later, right?
Well, it's because the studio is in my house now, so it means I set it up.
And if I'm the one doing the work,
all Brian has to do is show up now.
Yeah, but if he wasn't going to show up, would you still do a show?
No, probably not.
Why not?
Who did I talk to?
You talked to imaginary Brian. You could probably just do Brian's part at this point.
No, the thing is, I spent enough time doing... I used to do a terrestrial radio show by myself, and I hated it so much. It was... God, it was so boring.
Believe me, Anchor, there's been weeks that I've done shows by myself. It's not really that bad.
You have to... You just have to Phil Hendry it and start doing voices and talk to yourself.
Yeah, you'd think that, but no. And when I was doing it, that show, like, I got so pissed off at, like, my co-host. Like, I finally went to the program director, and I was like, look, I don't care who you give me. Just give me someone to talk to. And he finally did, but it wasn't a very good person. So I had to, like, it was just bad all the way around.
So it was, like, somebody you didn't agree with? Because that's usually a good thing, right?
No, someone, you know when you ask Travis or Napier for, like, topics, and they're like, well, this week it would be, like, if I was still with Jake, it would be like, I'd be like, Jake, I need some topics, stuff you have an opinion about, blah, 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 blah. Just come on, you know, bring them to me, and we'll talk about them on the air. And he'd be like, oh, the Oscars happened. Well, what do you think? I thought they were good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good.
Why? Because I like that movie. And I'm like,
I'm glad that movie won.
Doesn't really fucking help me.
You know,
and then I would want to punch him in the face.
That brings me back to a couple weeks ago when we were talking to Kurt Metzger, and I was talking about how the Race Wars podcast, I think that the Race Wars podcast would be, like, way more fun if it was, like, two really racist people that just, like, yelled at each other. And he said that, you know, you'd think it would be good, but it might not be good because, you know, you can't really change a racist person's mind. But maybe if they weren't, like, super racist. Maybe if they were just kind of racist.
Like, borderline.
I think a lot of the best content comes from two people that don't agree on something.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
No, that's not right.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that our show is, like, the most amazing show in the world, but I'll say my most fun conversations that I have on the Lotus Cast are when we're disagreeing with either Joe or Dave, and both of them have very strong opinions regarding one thing or the other, and, you know, those are my favorite moments of doing radio.
Matt, I think I'm starting to hate Dave.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
I started off liking Dave.
Right.
It just seems like every week I hate Dave a little more.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to do that. Sure.
Do you?
Well, you usually bury his segment at the end, right? The Harvey's headlines.
Yeah, I mean, it's our third hour.
But he has opinions, and his opinions are almost always wrong.
Well, don't say that to him, because his argument to everything is, "I'm right, you're wrong," and there
and
it is.
Like I don't know. Like he's never had a job.
No, he's had jobs. He actually worked for Joe for a little while. What a lot of people don't realize is that Joe was actually Dave's teacher at one point. And Joe taught a class at the local high school. And, Joe taught him. And then,
so is Joe, like, a lot older than you guys?
No. He just had a teaching job at really young, like at 23 or something like that.
I know we're talking a lot of inside baseball here.
Did Dave sleep with him? Is that why? Like, when he was his teacher? Is it one of those scandalous kind of relationships?
Sexual?
No, I don't know. No, that didn't happen.
But right. This fellow that we're talking about on the Lotus Cast, he doesn't have money.
Right, nothing.
Like, he doesn't have a job, he lives with his parents, he doesn't have money, and so, like, if they want to go out, then somebody's paying for him.
Yes.
And he's perfectly fine with that.
Right.
Sounds like it.
He's just, I mean, he's just all right with it, it doesn't bother him at all, he just goes about his day.
Yeah, here's the thing with Dave, he thinks that, And it's actually kind of true. Like, I enjoy his presence. I enjoy hanging out with him to the point where, obviously, I'm willing to pay for it. I will buy his meal. I will buy his drinks. And he will just come hang out.
But,
and
I mean, you can't just live that way, though, can you?
Unless he does.
You can't do that, though, Matt. It's against everything.
Unless you're a woman that's hot.
You go out and you get something. That's true. But he's not he's not a hot woman, though.
He's not a hot woman at all, no.
Maybe he needs to go on those cougar finders.
It might be worth the money, you know? Yeah. What's an $8 value meal if it's going
to
be fun?
But you have to think in your head. You have to believe in your head, oh, well, my company is worth this for people to bring me. So, I mean, you have to have it in your head. I'm so goddamn interesting that people are going to buy me dinner just to hang out with me.
I guarantee you that much thought is not put into it.
No. Yeah, Napier's 100% correct.
Well, maybe that's correct. He doesn't think about other people. He only thinks about himself.
Yes, that is also true.
And you can't just say, oh, well, you know, my parents are... I mean, your parents love you.
Right.
But they probably don't want you to live at their house when you're 30.
Yeah, his dad has tried to kill him before, legitimately.
Wow.
Yeah, well, at least he's still there.
Yeah, his dad is like, I think it was a machete that he actually tried to attack Dave with at one point, and Dave had to kind of subdue him and throw him on the couch. And then he passed out because he was drunk.
But I mean, like, when his parents die.
Right.
Are his parents rich?
No, not at all. His dad has a pretty good, I think, life insurance policy and a good pension that he will be attached to, and then I think Dave is counting on getting the house. And that is his life plan, is I think to sell the house so that he can live somewhere paying rent for a while.
So he's just gonna live in the basement until his parents die, and then he's gonna move his stuff upstairs.
He's multiple times said on many occasions that he wouldn't mind being homeless. Like, he doesn't care. I don't think that's true because he's very much plugged in to, like, video games online and has a very big social life online. I think if that was ever taken away from him, he might change his tune.
But that's what needs to happen, is somebody needs to take it away from him.
Well, he could, like, live in a van or something, though, and, like, just scrounge free Wi-Fi and shit.
Just
park outside of McDonald's.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that could be a thing. I do agree, Mike. I wish that his dad would kind of cut him off, because his dad is his biggest enabler.
It sounds like he tried to at one point, tried to cut him off.
He did, yes.
The machete.
Did try to cut him off, and that is true. But, I wish that would be the case, because I would be, I'm just, to me, I can't imagine living that way. Like, I actually do have, you know, ambition, and that's something that was never taught to him whatsoever.
If I go, like, to lunch with my friend, and, like, I go pee or something, and I come back, and, like, my friend's picked up the check or something, which, I mean, I've picked up checks. My friends sometimes pick up checks. It's just a nice thing to do. But I always feel shitty about it.
Right.
Like, I always feel like, oh, man, he didn't have to do that. You know, I feel bad. And it's like, I can't imagine just doing that always.
Always. Yeah.
That's just what you do.
You just sit in the shitter till the check comes, and then it gets painfully obvious you're not putting in.
Well, I mean, it's not even like a question. I mean, like, they know that if he's coming and hanging out, somebody's got to pay for him.
If I hung out with, if I lived near Travis, I would do that all the time.
Let Travis pay for stuff?
Yeah, he would always pick up the tab because I'd be taking a shit in the bathroom.
The funny thing, though, is I never go out. I'm always at home. So you'd have to come over, and I'd have to, like, make you dinner, because I don't go to lunch with my friends. I don't have drinks with my friends.
Is that because they never invite you anywhere?
Well, I mean, Matt has a podcast. What level celebrity does that make him? Does that make you like a L celebrity?
Maybe.
Travis might pay for your autograph.
It's like a $5 autograph.
No, maybe like a 98-cent autograph.
I'd give a beer to Anchor if he would let me hold his pecker while he pisses.
I don't drink.
I didn't say you'd have to.
Anchor doesn't drink, Napier.
He'd still buy him one.
Yeah.
He'd just sit there.
Still buy him one. Offer's on the table, buddy.
I just look at it.
So you can't drink?
No, I can't drink. I'm 3 years sober.
So, like, I mean, if
then
like,
O'Doul's.
If you get a taste of it, like, you'll just go O'Doul's crazy?
Contains alcohol.
Okay, how about a Lipton Brisk? with like, vodka.
I mean, what would happen if like somebody like pinned you down and like dumped a beer in your mouth? Like, would you just like turn into the Tasmanian devil and like?
Nah.
What would happen?
Frank the Tank from Old School.
What would happen? Nothing. It really basically boils down to, yeah, I could drink, but I mean, I just don't know what's going to happen next. I was very bad at it.
You're going to keep you could drink, but then you're going to keep drinking until you can't drink anymore, and then bad news.
Basically, really, you hit a turning point when you wake up at 5 a.m. and start drinking vodka.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, it is pretty early.
That's why
not as early as 4.
That's why he's 3 years sober, Mike. Because that's really early.
See, the whole alcoholic thing like always really frustrates me because I feel like people who I'm not saying this that Anchor is one of these people, but I've met a lot of people that come to the conclusion they've made up their minds that almost anybody who drinks is some form of an alcoholic because you have your functioning alcoholics. That's right. Have your binge alcoholics. Like, anybody that drinks at any point is some sort of alcoholic.
I'm those two. I'm the first two. The functioning and the binge.
No, I don't believe that people who drink are alcoholics. Like, I don't even believe that problem drinkers are alcoholics. My stepfather drinks every night, almost, and, you know, I'm pretty certain he's not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But it's not for me to judge whether or not anyone's an alcoholic. I got my one friend, Drunk Tom. Like every time right. I see
oh,
him,
oh, Drunk Tom,
wants it.
You're judging him.
He always went. No, that's what we called him back then. That's what his name is, Drunk Tom.
Right.
But he, yes. Every time I see him now, he's like, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm like, yeah, right. I know.
What about drunk? How much do you drunk?
Bad.
Yeah. How much do I drunk?
Well, there's a lot of those guys, too. It's just like it's obviously not as destructive, but it's like the people who quit smoking and then judge you for smoking cigarettes, even though sure. they smoked for 20 years.
Come on, man. Yeah. I feel so much better. You should do what I do.
I do the same thing with my little vaporizer.
Because I vape. Vaping is better than smoking all the way around.
Actually, Dan has sent me articles that said that vaping is 30 times worse than smoking.
Sponsored I believe Dan's wrong, and his periodicals are made of shit.
I've read those studies, and what they did was, and Napier might know this as well, like when you take a dry hit, like it hurts, and that's what they were testing, was basically dry hits.
Yeah, that shit burns. It's like smoking a fucking filter. No, you shouldn't do that. And it lets you know you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
real goddamn fast.
What is it?
So what the point is if you're trying to stop smoking and you want to get into vaping, just head to WFODicks.com and go to one of our fine sponsors to purchase some vaping products.
We were actually approached by people who sell steaks and Ooh. Asked us to be a sponsor.
What? Like, a dude came to your house and said, buy my steaks?
Some guy emailed me and was like, hey, man, I sell steaks on the internet. That sounds like a quality product, right?
Mike, I love steaks.
Yeah, I do, too. I love steak. Matt, have you ever been sitting at home and thinking to yourself, you know what? I think in 3 to 6 business days, I would like a steak.
Yes, because every day I think I want a steak. So if it were to be here in 3 to 6 business days, every day I'm.
It's like a subscription service.
I'm still thinking about how much I want steak.
Subscription service, like every 3 days you get a steak or 2 steaks. Oh.
Knowing the condition of my mail every time I pick it up, I would love to have meat product sent in the exact same fashion as my shopper saver ads.
Do you think they have steak guys all over the country, or do you think it's like UPS, like they UPS the steaks?
They UPS them.
Yeah, they got a UPS.
I don't care how the steak is there. If there's a steak there, I'm going
to
eat it.
Yeah, please. When I get done with work and I show up to my home with my children and I say, "Okay, when we get inside the door, we have to make sure to take our boots off." And then when I go to unlock the door, there's a box of delicious steaks there. I don't give a fuck what condition it's in. It's going on the grill.
If they serve the steak inside of a bag of used kitty litter, I'm still like, dude, there's a fucking steak here. I'm cooking the steak.
Scrub in the chat says that Amazon Prime has steak.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I would love to have my steak shipped to me by airplane,
guys,
in a hot engine room.
I don't want to advertise competing steak services.
No, we're on Amazon Prime.
You didn't want to advertise this steak service.
I did. I emailed him back. I said, let's get into business together, man.
Yeah.
I want to be on board with the steak guys.
Fucking A, I'll scream it from the rooftops in my hometown. Get on board of this fucking steak guy.
Travis, we're gonna do ads.
Yep.
For our steak friends.
Howdy ho! Do you love a good Texas cooked steer? Well, come on down to WFOD's partner, Jimmy's Steakhouse. Ship right to your door in 3 to 6 business days.
Yeehaw! Best ad I've ever heard.
Oh, I would be so sad if I had one of those little fucking stickers on my door. Sorry, we missed you. Your steaks are in Earth City right now. Cooling on a windowsill.
If I have to go somewhere for the steak, I'm out.
You come down. You got to sign for this steak.
You drive past 3 grocery stores on your way to the post office.
Steak is going back if I have to go pick it up.
I'm sorry, local businesses. I have to drive to UPS to pick up my 5-day-old aged meat. The cowboys used to just slap that on a fence post and make jerky out of it. Flies are good for your belly.
Guys. I know what you were about to do, Napier, and I just have to pause to let you know that Unfit for FM can be heard on Wednesdays at 8/7 Central.
Hey, Anchor.
Yeah?
Hey, are you guys coming back to Radio FUBAR anytime soon?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah? Why not?
I have no idea. Brian had the whole idea of going independent and really trying and making a go of it, and this, that, and the other. He got me. I'm easily swayed by people, and
it's funny how he did that and then just left for a while, right?
Well, that was because he got evicted from, and we'd lost our old studio.
He didn't want to tell me
he lost his job in his apartment. So
did you guys ever talk about that on the show? Because if you did, I missed that episode.
I think we did on our first episode back, but the microphones weren't working right. We didn't have a good setup on our first show back, so we didn't even bother posting it.
Because I think that awkward conversation where he admits to you that he was avoiding you because he didn't want to tell you what happened to him. That would be interesting, I think.
Yes.
No, I'll bring it up to Brian. But yeah, Brian lost his job and his apartment and had to move in with his girlfriend. And
by the way, this is Anchor offering all this up. I'm not getting this out of him at all. Just throwing that out there.
No, he went into it on the episode. Okay. And he just fucking disappeared for like a month.
Yeah. I mean, it was longer than that, wasn't it?
I play Grand Theft Auto with his brother online, so I knew everything was all right. But I was like, well, I guess. And he just didn't even post anything on Facebook, Twitter, just totally went blackout, man.
Right.
For like 2 months.
Off the grid.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, you guys but should come back to the family, I think. That's probably. It's not really. It's not really hurting you guys to come back and, you know, be a part of this.
I mean, you might look a little silly. Maybe you just gotta, you know, admit that you miss us.
All right. Well, I mean, hey,
the one thing I do miss is the camaraderie with you know, you guys and the front of cat. But I mean, that's still there. We still talk. We still.
But it's not quite as camaraderie. Is that a word?
We're not all on the same team.
We're more or less like...
Is there really
like
teams?
Anchor, you need to come on home to your family.
Come on home, Anchor!
It's like you guys are the X-Men and we're Deadpool.
No, fuck that. You guys are like Alpha Flight.
Yeah, you guys are...
You guys are...
You guys are maybe the Inhumans.
Generation X or something.
I like my analogy better.
Well, of course.
Of course you do. You get to be Deadpool.
We can just we could just start calling Anchor Puck. That's the only member of Alpha Flight I know.
I don't want to be the fucking X-Men. Who am I going to be? Cyclops? That fucking pussy with the fucking red sunglasses? Come on.
I see you as Dazzler, really.
I'm going to be the one with the huge dick.
Baby. I'm going to make a video for you. Yeah, and I'm going to make the videos for it and put them on YouTube. I'll cover Iggy Azalea.
Mike, can I be Colossus Obesity?
You'd be the Blob.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to go there because that's the obvious one.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at Produce Travis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
I find I'm mindless, I'm grabbing your hand, and my heart is under your feet. Every beat belongs to you. I'm lost, you're warm, hold me close, cause I'm torn, tired and ragged and weak. I need a little bit of sympathy. I'm lonely and I'm hungry, I'm sad and you're bright. Understand me for tonight. I'm complicated and strange, I can't explain this middle cage. What can you be to me when I'm so incomplete? Give me back my control, isn't that my love you stole? My heart is under your feet, and every beat, every beat belongs.